We're seconds away from a conversation about something the majority of people surveyed say they fear more than death. We're talking about getting up in front of people and offering a presentation. With me is Maureen Berger, one of the tarot trainers from Tarot International. We'll be talking about tips and ideas to help you transform your presentation into something powerful and memorable and get to your desired outcome. Maureen Berger is coming up next here on the Business News Hour. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of AARP and the real possibilities AARP offers to people no matter their age. From better communication between healthcare providers to family caregivers to building communities that can be enjoyed by people of every age and ability. Want more? Google AARP Iowa today.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
It is the Business News Hour. We're sitting with Maureen Berger. She is one of the trainers at Tarot International, and we're going to be talking about, well, the things that can go haywire when you're about to give a presentation, wherever that presentation happens to take you. It could be in front of a small group, maybe coworkers, or it could be something that's happening in front of a large group. Maureen, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Good to see you again.
Michael, always a pleasure to see
you. How have you been?
Wonderful.
All right. There's lots of things that can impact the credibility of a speaker. Mm-hmm. And some of that can be personal issues. Like, and I know that sleep is in there, and, mm-hmm. you know, the stress is in, and I qualify, by the way, for all of these things that are wrong.
Right.
So, you know, I'm into the ball. So talk about those, would you?
So let's talk about, you mentioned sleep and stress.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Connected, aren't they?
Oh, completely. Well, but sleep is so important in our ability to recall what it is that we want to say. So everyone has their different amount
sure.
of sleep that they need that's required for them. Average about 6 to 8 hours for the person. If we cut that by even just 2 hours, we limit our ability to recall information and what it is that we want to say.
Is that right?
Drastically. Just 2 hours.
So if I'm used to getting 6 hours sleep and all of a sudden I get a 4 hour, then what's happening is I'm shortchanging myself.
You are. You are. And then we may not come across as credible and knowledgeable because we're not able to pull out that information as quickly as we want to.
Yeah. What about personal exercise? You know, it's one of those things that I should do on a regular basis.
Oh, Michael, we all should.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
yes. Well. But research has shown that if we can do aerobic exercise, mm-hmm. even just 20 minutes a day, 3 days a week, it actually increases our ability to learn and retain information. So we want to make sure that we are, and also just in our ability to pull out information as well. So we want to make sure that we're exercising.
We went out to lunch in one of our segments with Dr. Yogesh Shah, who is a physician in the area of early onset dementia. Mm. And it was remarkable what he was talking about when it comes to how to, and he says it can be reversed. If you pay attention to exercise, social interaction with other people, and the correct diet.
Oh, sure.
Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting.
We're talking about early onset dementia, but our conversation has to do with offering a credible presentation wherever you happen to be. Mm-hmm. But those things are really linked, aren't they?
I think they really are. The other thing, too, Michael, is that when you talk about the aging person,
yeah.
we usually start seeing some of that dementia yeah. setting in. It is so imperative that as we are aging, that not only are we exercising our bodies mm-hmm. and eating a healthy diet and getting sleep, but it's important that we're exercising that big muscle, our brain, by constantly learning something new. It's not doing the same thing over and over again. It's important that if we're doing word searches and different activities that keep our brain active, but our ability to learn something new is very important as we continue to age as well.
Absolutely. And one of those things that I think that, thank God, I get to do on a daily basis, not every day is the same.
Mm-hmm.
So every day is a new challenge, or every day brings a new wrinkle to the Business News Hour, and we're talking to different people. So I think those things, you're absolutely correct. If you can learn something new all the time, you know, sure. how much better?
Michael, you found the fountain of youth.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. Some mornings, not so much. We're talking with Maureen Berger, ladies and gentlemen. She is a tarot trainer at Tarot International. When people are giving presentations, and you've done this for years, I get to do this on a regular basis, what are some of the tips that you might be able to offer people who are scared to death to give a presentation, whether it's a small group or a large group? How do you come across as credible? How do you gin up for that, mm-hmm. so to speak? How do you get there?
So many people come to us. They want to be more comfortable. They are afraid to speak in front of a group.
Isn't that something?
And I'm sure you've heard the statistic, and maybe our listeners have as well, is that fear of speaking in front of a group is the greatest fear over death.
I just find that so amazing.
I do too. People like us who like to speak to people, we're baffled by that. But there are a large group of people, majority of people are afraid to speak in front of a group of people. So you may always be afraid to speak in front of a group of people, but there are things that you can do where you can come across sounding more credible, more knowledgeable, more professional, more together, to speak. And some of the things that you can do as well may calm you down a little bit, calm your nerves down. So in our training, we train an impact class on how to speak your way to success. And we talk about some of these skills. One of the biggest ones is making eye contact with people. And people are so afraid to do that. But the calming effect that has on your brain when you look at one person at a time, it actually calms down, it slows you down, and it actually calms down your rate of speech. How we stand in front of a group of people can also have a very different impact on what happens in our body. So often people think they're doing things because they feel comfortable, when in fact they start to create a more stressful environment inside their body. If they're standing like arms crossed, legs crossed, it creates a more stressful environment inside their body. Where if you stand in more of an open posture, which we call our balanced stance, it actually can be more of a calming effect when you're presenting to a group.
And when you're presenting to a group, and this goes all over the place, people, professional speakers say, I'll start out with a joke. Or some professional speakers say, no. If it's going to be funny, make sure it's self-deprecating in some way. Mm-hmm. Or don't be confrontational at all in whatever opening that you have. Yeah. Is that agreeable?
Michael, we would actually say avoid the joke-telling. Yeah. Leave that for the professionals that do that for a living, unless you know your audience very well. But telling jokes, usually the reason why we say to avoid the joke telling is that usually jokes target an individual or a group of people, and it's usually not very nice. And by having some humor, you talk about being a little self-deprecating, as long as you're not losing your credibility.
Right.
So humor about yourself, great. That can really win people over. Storytelling is another great way to engage people and really connect with people. But telling jokes, we really say to avoid that. It can really... You don't know who's in your audience that you may offend.
You mentioned storytelling, and I think this is interesting. One of the things that I've heard speakers talk about is that if you have the ability to tell a compelling story that has some emotional attachment to it, people will remember that long after.
Without a doubt. People are moved by their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
People who can tell stories and tell stories well, and you can tie it into the information that you're delivering... My gosh,
it's a win.
You can have them in the palm of your hands.
Yeah.
And people will remember more about what you're saying, because that storytelling is one of those kinesthetic activities that we recommend. That's how people learn. That's how they remember things. 40% of learners are kinesthetic learners, and we all learn in a kinesthetic manner. So if we can utilize storytelling, which is moving your mind from being passive to active and making those connections where people can see it and feel it and almost smell it sometimes, depending on how good of a storyteller you are, that it can be very compelling and really getting to people's emotions.
Maureen Berger, ladies and gentlemen, she's one of the tarot trainers at Tarot International. Let's go back into that storytelling for just a moment. I think that is so profound. And the story, whatever the story is, not only has to be a tug on an emotional component of what you're trying to present, but also has to be accurate.
It has to be accurate, and it has to tie into the objective of your presentation.
Yeah.
So if you're telling a story just for the sake of telling a story, which some people do, and it doesn't tie into what your objective is, It's kind of a waste of time. So you want to make sure that the story that you're telling is really tying in to that learning experience, because it's really for whoever you're telling that story to, for that listener.
So let's do that for just a second.
Okay.
I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but can you offer up a story from your training experience that might help us really zero in on the point that we're trying to make about connecting with your audience?
About connecting with our audience in a story. Let me think about that for
All
just
right.
a second. Because
sure.
we connect with our audience. Well, here at Tarot, we connect with our audiences every day. Every time we walk into a training class, we have to be able to connect with them. And one of the first things that we do, we follow our stages of a presentation. We open, we offer our compliment, we do what we need to do. But we start our presentations with a story. So I always share a story about my first time skiing and about learning something new. And it allows me to share with people about the first time I learned how to ski and then when I really learned how to ski and how I had to unlearn some of those things. And so I share a story about my experience in skiing, and that allows the listeners mm-hmm. or my audience members to start connecting. The number one, they can see my vulnerability. I'm sharing a story with them that kind of webs and weaves a little bit, but it talks a lot about how I learned something new and how I later, because, when we learn public speaking, for example, we learn something maybe in high school or college, and then what we're teaching here at Tarot, we're kind of having you unlearn that and learn something new. So when I share a story about learning how to ski, when I first learned how to ski in high school, it was learning the snowplow.
Sure.
Right. And if you can't stop, you just push yourself to fall down. It worked when I was 16, 17. Not very effective when you go out to the big mountains. So then learning these whole, having to unlearn that and learn a whole new set of ski skills, that's a story that I share a lot with my learners so I can connect with them also right away.
Interesting. See, it works. It works. What about being credible and telling stories and then offering people the inside scoop of something? I'm going to tell you a story that you may not have heard before, and I want this to be really, this is something that's brand new. Mm. And I'm letting you in on whatever this brand new thing is.
Oh,
will
sure.
people sit up and take notice?
I think so.
Yeah?
People want to be the first to hear something. And if they feel like we're getting the inside scoop on this, I mean, think about your own personal experience. We want to be, we are the first ones to hear this. So,
mm-hmm.
that can be pretty compelling.
So it really does lift the credibility of not only the speaker, but also those who are in the audience, because they're getting something special.
Right, and they have that special news that they can share.
Right, yeah. Go out there and say, hey, by the way, did you know?
Right.
Good stuff. Her name is Maureen Berger, ladies and gentlemen. She is one of the Tarot trainers at Tarot International. Maureen, thanks so much for spending some time with us about this.
Michael, thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure. Once again, that was Maureen Berger, a Tarot trainer, who spends her days teaching people just like you and me how to better communicate, be understood, and be impactful. For more about Tarot International, we've got links up on our radio blog. Well, that wraps it up for today. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour, and what a voice it is, that belongs to Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks and Maureen Berger, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.